This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. When thinking of practicing hospitality, we need to remember that it is more than just providing food and drink in your own home for someone you invite over. The account in Luke 10:25-37 of the Good Samaritan is a case in point. A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. In time, a priest and later a Levite passed by, saw him, and crossed on the other side of the road, ignoring his desperate need for help. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, took him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper. "Look after him," he said, "and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have." The Good Samaritan adjusted his own schedule, made time to show love and compassion in a tangible way, and in addition paid for someone else to care for the injured man while he continued on his journey. You can't meet every need you encounter in life, but if you pray for wisdom, surrender to the Holy Spirit for guidance, and have some extra change in your pocket, you might be surprised by the opportunities God prompts you to respond to. In our next visit, I'll share some experiences from my own life, but I want you to know clearly, it is wise and good to practice hospitality.